Hi, my name is Mary. I'm Connor with Michigan Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is important for us. This is a quick survey, and I would like to get you some questions. Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Just for demographical purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1996.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your race?
I'm mixed race. I'm African-American, Asian, and white.
Understand. Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have my bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? You can rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you're just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I'd say 4.5. I think the politics is corrupt. Even if you want something done, they're still going to find a way how to not do it.
Understand. Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 seems that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Let's start with the Congresswoman Lisa Slotkin. From 0 to 10, how favorable you are about that.
What did you say?
Congresswoman Lisa Slotkin. You don't know her. Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
I really don't care for him.
Would you say it's a 0?
What did you say?
Would you say that it's a 0? I mean, you can rate it from 0 to 10. How favorable is that person for you?
Oh, 0. Yeah.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
I don't know him that much.
I understand. Mm-hmm. What about Kamala Harris?
I don't do politics like that, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know her to give her rating.
I understand. Would you say that it's neutral?
Okay, neutral.
Oh, understand. What about the Republican Party in general?
I don't care for them, so 0.
Understand. What about the Democratic Party?
I don't care for them either, 0.
Understand. And last one, Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Could be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Other independent.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for November 2024 for U.S. Congress were held today, and for whom would you vote to be your House representative? Could be a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Neither.
Neither. Understand. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Statement B, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. It would be a statement B or a statement A?
B.
And would you say somewhat or much more closer to your opinion?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Which of the following statement is closer to your opinion? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The last one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Ma'am, I have a question. How long will this take? Because I have to get into a meeting.
Oh, I understand. It's no more than 5 minutes, if you allow me. I can do it quickly if you wish.
That's what I'm saying. I'm at the door for the meeting.
Oh, I understand. Is there any way that I can call you back? Probably we can continue with the survey later.
Yes.
And what would be the best time for you to call?
Because I have things to do, so 4, maybe 5.
Understand. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Take care.